clap our two hands to the Lord.
Let's
sing this song loud and clear. How I must stay and be my
Thank you.
Every power that does not want to let such people go, by the power that establishes the heavens and the earth, I command you to release them. Something is happening to those who put that's right.
Then,
yes.
Then,
it is time to remove their hand from your affairs. Suffering as a result of an hour fired in the night. You night arrows firing into anyone here, causing infirmity, causing bad luck, causing sickness, causing failures. You night arrows, the dark arrows of the night, hear the word of the Lord. That place you are is not your habitation. Therefore, by the power and the blood of Jesus, we fire back your arrows. In the name of Jesus, every hour of the night, lose your home. Silence and
loving.
And those arrows are going out. The one in the head. The one in the eyes. The one in the legs. The one in the womb. The one attached to the hands. Something is happening to somebody over there. The personality of darkness that has been frustrating has been separated from your portion now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is a sister here and two brothers. Right now, as we're even here, there is a gathering of darkness and the coven against you. That meeting is going on right now. But because you are here now, every participant assigned to destroy you shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm praying for some people here. Anytime you approach your expected position,
something goes wrong somewhere. I pray, oh Lord, for some people here today, that within the next 10 days, they must experience the God of wonders. Receive your breakthrough. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is someone here? Today is your first day here. But then, you have been closely surrounded by intelligent warfare. Right there where you are, the power of God is going to fall upon you. And that power will make you to roll around and you will fall down. And then, the evil rope inside you will have been destroyed completely. That's the power coming upon that person over there. That's right. Aha. Something is happening there.
That's
right.
Then,
finally, Lord, I'm praying for all those who have these strong men closing good gates against them. When the good gate opens, they close it. You, the strong man, assigned to close good gates against anyone here, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, we bury you now. In the name of Jesus, let your amen be loud. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Another amen. I'd like you to walk up to some persons and tell them, the God of new beginnings shall manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus. Go to seven persons and declare it. Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A loud hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's have a single blessing. The meeting here this morning. Listen to me carefully. We'll be divided into two groups. We'll run through our normal programs here. Then,
let me read.
The second meeting, which is only for a few minutes, is for those who want financial
breakthrough.
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't want to wait for that one, you may go.
But
that's after our first meeting here. Those who wait for that meeting should be ready to pray some really aggressive prayers as the Lord has directed, so that they will begin to move into the flow of wealth God has planned for them. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 14,
in a way, numerically,
I begin to read from verse
29.
And our prayer and message is focused on wasting the wasters. Wasting the wasters. I see somebody here this morning. All the wasting powers are sent against you. You will waste them by fire. Let your amen be louder than that. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 29, we begin to see the manifestation of this strange spirit. I pray that this spirit will not succeed in your life. Numbers 14, verse 29. He said, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. And all that were numbered of you, according to your own number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein. Save Caleb the son of
Jephunneh
and Joshua the son of Nun.
And Joshua of Nuni.
So, but your little ones, which he said, should be a prey. Then will I bring him. And they shall not know the land which they have despised. So but as for you, the carcasses they shall fall in this wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years. And bear your adults until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. The spirit of wastage moved upon the Israelites in the wilderness. A terrible spirit indeed. Let's see another description of that spirit. In Nahum chapter 2, verse 2. Nahum chapter 2, verse 2. You find Nahum after
Mika.
Before you get to Habakkuk. Nahum.
Nahum.
Chapter 2, verse 2.
They say,
for the Lord had turned away the excellency of Jacob, as the excellency of Israel.
Let them be your Lord, Israel.
For the emptiers have emptied them out, and marred their vine branches. The emptiers, the waste things. Now in Isaiah chapter 54.
You know where Isaiah only getting in your daughter?
Isaiah 54.
Isaiah only getting in your daughter.
Verse 16.
Ezekiel, you need Ogun.
Isaiah 54, 16.
Where Isaiah only getting in your daughter? Ezekiel, you need Ogun.
Behold,
he is it.
I created the spirit that blood it goes in the
fire.
And I bring forth an instrument for his work. And I created the waste to destroy. The waste is to destroy. Listen carefully. I want to read those three scriptures. Very carefully. There is a terrible rage of the spirit of the wasters and emptiers in these last days. Many things have been wasted. To waste is worse than to lose a thing. If you ask me to put my finger on one spirit that we need to really battle in our nation and in many nations of the world, is the waster. Many things have been wasted. Life,
talent,
resources,
money,
marriages, careers,
Ishe,
everything that should make people move forward. It is a tragedy that you can sit and watch them be wasted. So the spirit of the waster is not something you joke with. Because to waste means to damage. It means to destroy something gradually. It means to cause something good to begin to shrink. It means to wear away. It means to diminish something gradually. To consume something. To use something or spend it carelessly. It means to squander. To use something ineffectively. To operate something inefficiently. To waste can mean to injure severely. To waste can mean to lose strength, to lose vitality, to lose energy. To waste may mean to use something thoughtlessly without any regard for the future. To waste may mean to just exhaust, to exhaust the fire and to make it ineffective. To waste may mean failure to take advantage of something. Failure to use profit for your advantage.
I know it.
It may mean to discard as worthless or useless. To diminish the value of the thing, or to apply that thing to very useless purpose. It may mean to spoil, or to run the thing dry, to misapply and misemploy, or misuse. They all mean wasted.
If you should follow
opportunities can be wasted. Money can be wasted.
And if your worship for
resources can be wasted.
Awon adumoni o se bi sofo.
Time can be wasted.
Ale fi akoko sofo.
Blessings can be wasted.
Ibukun o se bi sofo.
Virtues can be wasted.
Asiti o se bi sofo.
Talents can be wasted.
Talent o le sofo.
Career can be wasted.
Ise o le sofo.
Calling can be wasted.
Ipe o le sofo.
Marriage can be wasted.
Igbeyawo o le sofo.
Anointing can be wasted.
Ifororoyan o le sofo.
Virginity can be wasted.
Ibale o se bi sofo.
Labor can be wasted.
Laadari o se bi sofo.
Health can be wasted.
Agadile o se bi sofo.
Even knowledge can be wasted.
Kódà imọ̀ o se bi sofo.
Children can be wasted.
Àwọn ọmọ o le bi kalẹ̀ fún sofo.
Birthright in the spirit can be wasted.
Ogún ìbí ẹni nípa tẹ̀mí o se bi sofo.
Life itself can be wasted.
Ayé pàápàá o le sofo.
Parents can be wasted.
Alẹ́ fi àwọn òbí sofo.
Friends can be wasted.
Alẹ́ fi àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ sofo.
Destiny can be wasted.
Alẹ́ fi àìmọ̀ sofo.
Therefore, it's a terrible thing.
Nítorí bẹ́ẹ̀ ohun tó burú jáì ló já sí.
When the entity known as waster is after you.
Nígbà tí ẹ̀dá tó ń yá fi sofo bá lépa rẹ̀.
And you do not respond adequately.
Tí o sì gbé ìgbésẹ̀ tó tọ́ àti tó yẹ.
Anything that also call you down the drain.
Ogbó tó bá dé dà á ní bí omi ṣọwọ́.
Anything that also gamble your destiny away.
Ogbó tó fẹ́ fi àlùmọ́ rẹ̀ ta tẹ́tẹ́ sọnù.
Anything that wants to squander your blessings.
Ogbó tó fẹ́ fún àwọn ìbùkún rẹ̀ dà.
Anything that wants to abuse your opportunities.
Ogbó tó fẹ́ ṣe àwọn àǹfààní rẹ̀.
They qualify for the path of the wasters.
A lè pè wọ́n ní agbára finish.
I prophesy for somebody here this morning.
Mo sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ sáyé mi kan níbi ìlú òwúrọ̀ yìí.
All the powers gather to waste you.
Ṣé gbogbo àwọn agbára tó kóra jọ láti lè fi ọṣọ́?
By the power of the God of Elijah.
Agbára lọ́rùn Elijah.
They shall be wasted.
Ojoko.
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 In the name of Jesus. To waste is to burn your candle at both ends.
Láti fi ọṣọ́pọ̀ ó dàbí ilé ni ó dáná sí àbẹ́là rẹ̀ lókè àti ní ìdí.
To waste is casting your bread upon useless water.
Láti fi ọṣọ́pọ̀ ó ní ilé ni ó dá àkàrà rẹ̀ sórí omi tí ò wúlò.
To waste is to cast your beautiful pearls before swine.
Láti fi ọṣọ́pọ̀ ó ní ká mú ohun ìṣúra iyebíye ká dà síwájú ẹlẹ́dẹ̀.
To waste is to cut cement block with your razor blade.
Láti fi ọṣọ́pọ̀ ó ní gé ènìyàn pa ọbẹ̀ bẹ́lẹ́ kó máa wá fi gé sọ́mọ́ǹtì tó ti bì.
To waste is to pour water in a basket.
Láti fi ọṣọ́pọ̀ òun ni kí a máa dá omi sínú àpẹẹrẹ.
I prophesy upon you.
Mo sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ sí ayé
rẹ. Right there where you are.
Ibi tó wà.
Receive the power to waste the waster.
Bàbá láti fi abínú ṣòfò ṣòfò.
Receive the power.
Bàbá.
Receive the power.
Bàbá náà.
In the name of Jesus. When you cannot make tangible progress, despite all your efforts and your holy lifestyle, the waster is at work. When you sow but you do not reap, the waster is at work. When you always labor for others to eat, waster is at work. When you always carry the cross of others without wearing your own crown, the waster is at work. When favor is becoming a stranger to you and others are
preferred,
the waster is at work. When you always rise and fall, the waster is at work. When a negative event keeps repeating itself, the waster is at work. When you are living like a dog chasing his tail, like a dog chasing his own tail, the waster is at work. When you are walking like an elephant and eating like an ant, the waster is at work. When you notice that all your neighbors seem to be going to Pharaoh. The waster is at work. When you are busy rowing the boat of your destiny, but that boat is not leaving the same spot. The waster is at work. When you keep failing, you keep failing destiny changing examination and test. The waster is at work. I'm telling you this so that you can develop a holy hatred for that waster now. The psalmist said, I hate them that hate God. I hate them with perfect hatred. When your yoke keeps getting harder and harder and harder, the waster is at work. When you keep missing important appointments, the waster is at work. This fellow came out with a first class degree and he applied for a job that would move his destiny forward. Fortunately for him, all those who applied for the same job, they had second class upper, second class
job.
So indeed, after this, he was distant number one. The day of the interview came, and he was on his way there. That day was as if the whole street went mad. The first bus he took broke down. And while he was busy giving my money, and the conductor didn't want to give him his money. Something said, you run late. He took a motorbike to get there. That one too broke down. By the time we get there, they said, we called you 10 minutes ago. And he kept begging them. And somebody was even begging them. Tell me this is not too much. But there was a strong man waster at the gate. Said, no, 10 minutes is late. The waster stood against him. Didn't abide to get what he wants. I prophesy upon somebody, every wasting agent assigned to frustrate
you
shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Your amen is not loud enough. When the enemy keeps wasting your wealth on unimportant things, the waster is at work. When your arms are becoming too short to box with your enemies, the waster is at work. When good things are vomited, bad things are swallowing. Westerners at work. When the voice of the enemy is louder than your own voice, the Westerner is at work. When you have this finishing fever, and you think you're supposed to finish something well, problem starts. The Westerner is at work. When the seed that is expected to give a good result is being destroyed, the waster is at work. When they are destroying the materials that should give you profit, waste time at work.
When
they keep you away from going to a church service or going to a meeting when your angels of breakthrough are waiting for you, you waste time at work. When they schedule you out of the way of your breakthrough,
the
waste time is already at work. Many people in the Bible had the wasters working against them. And they were thoroughly wasted. Lot was an example.
Lot,
the wife of Lot, another example. Wasted. Reuben, another example. His father told
Reuben,
thou shalt not excel. Wasted. A kind of scripture was told to bed with his family, with his pets. Wasted. Eli's sons. Wasted. Saul. Wasted. When you lack knowledge about your purpose in life, wasters at work already. When you are experimenting with your life, you really don't know where to throw your net in the question of life. Wasters at work. When you have been blinded from the secrets of opportunities, the wasters at work. When heaven is transferring your assignment, the wasters at work. When heaven is replacing you with stone, the wasters are ready at work. When you are the person the devil is using to test his new weapons, the wasters at work. When you are still in the business of selling off your fashion on the altar of sex, the waster is at work. When you are operating the wrong position, the wasters at work. The enemy has directed to the wrong profession, the wasters at work. When you are being bombarded by iron like curses and covenants, the wasters are already at work. And this is why we are here today. When things are like this, we need to call the wasters to order. You need to cry out to God against the wasters and the empties. A lot of people are already living corpses. Because as far as destiny is concerned, as far as fulfilling their purpose is concerned, the wasters are eating up everything. And one of the reasons that Jesus came is for us not to be wasted. I pray that any power assigned to waste anyone here, before we close this service today, those powers shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. is why Jesus came. Some of you might have heard me say this before. The lives of Jesus can be divided into three events. The birth of Jesus. That birth of Jesus, as wonderful as it was, it was only witnessed by a handful of shepherds. The birth of Jesus, we slice our calendar into two, had more animal witnesses than human beings. Angels came there and glory shone around. But the Bible did not bother to record even the names of the shepherds that were there. So there were shepherds abiding their field by night. Suddenly the angel of the Lord came down and began to prophesy about the birth of Jesus. So his birth. Very interesting event. The second thing is his death.
Oh,
his death. The day that he died, angels stayed away. From that day, God the Father turned his back. They ridiculed him on that cross. You have saved others. Save yourself. Large crowd watched the court trial.
Oh God, no one.
Large crowd watched the verdict.
Oh God, no one.
Large crowd watched the crucifixion and death.
Oh God, no one. This
is unlike his birth. The angels were nowhere to be found. Then his resurrection. A couple of witnesses stood by. On that resurrection day, that is the Roman soldiers. Of these three events, the birth, death, the resurrection, the most surprising miracle is not the birth, for celestial beings do come in and go from heaven to earth. It's not the resurrection, for quite a few human beings have been raised from the dead before in scripture. But the most surprising miracle of it all is that the Son of God himself died on planet Earth. Nothing like that has happened before. Nothing like that will happen again. Nature itself, that they went into convulsion. There was darkness at unusual hours. The Bible said the ground shook and tombs cracked open and the sky went black. That particular day, death died. And satanic powers were defeated. Because the last thing he shouted on that cross, it is finished. And from that moment, the activity and powers of the wasters were finished. So
this I know.
But
God is with
you.
Rise up on your feet, brother. Everybody on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. If you are here this morning, beloved, and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you have a fantastic opportunity. Don't miss it. There may not be another opportunity. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand. So I can pray with you. Just bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Those who are raising up your right hand, take another bold step of faith. Run quickly to the altar at the front here. Of the altars. I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. God bless you. Just close your eyes and bow down your heads. And say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that you died to wash my sins away. Lord Jesus, take control of my life. As from today, I surrender my life totally to you. I say bye bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. That is what you want to start with now. As you begin to pray these prayers,
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, Abadura.
I wish this was something now. That short prayer. Say this to one who does
not know.
Those who use chance shall collapse before me. I will rise up. They shall go down. Those who use chance shall collapse before me.
Can I have a sister say this? Disgraced humanness that are working with Satan to trouble my life. Now, sisters, can I hear you say it again? My son! Sisters, your voice is not loud enough. Brothers, let your voice be loud. When you say that once, you now turn it to machine gun breath. Disgrace them. Disgrace them. Disgrace them. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and pray. That's right. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. That's better. Now say this loud and clear. Until they confess. Yes. Let the blood of Jesus begin to cause confusion in the stomach of serpents and scorpions. In the name of Jesus. They must be vomited now. In the name of Jesus. As you pray this next prayer, those who are here and the enemy is sitting on your promotion, they will receive instant deliverance. As you pray this next prayer, if you have any sickness in your body, the sickness shall gather itself and go back to the centers. As you pray this next prayer, there are people in this meeting today who have said, Lord, let your power fall upon me afresh. they shall receive that fresh power. As you pray this prayer, there are those who are here today, and the enemy has placed a strange mark on your forehead to steal from you. That mark shall be wiped up by the blood of Jesus. As you pray this next prayer, have been crying to the Lord for specific matter for years. Within the next 24 hours, there will be a rapid transformation and change. Therefore, don't let anybody's voice come off your voice as you pray this prayer. Wasting powers of my finances. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. And that fellow over there,
as you were here,
you have waited before the Lord.
The
because anywhere you turn, there's a blockage. That blockage has been scattered now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That stubborn enemy assigned against you shall not see the end of today in the name of Jesus. That strikes. Now you are on your own. You need to now specifically pray on specific areas. You say every part of the wisdom. Working against my career, working against my calling, working against my family. Now, you need to slot in what you want. Every part of the wisdom. Working against my calling. In the name of Jesus, any former chain that has chained the hand, let the chains be broken in the name of Jesus. You hands, hear the word of God. Prosper by fire. Prosper. 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 Prosper by fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for these children here who are celebrating their birthday, their wedding anniversary this month. The Holy Ghost shall overshadow your life. The Lord will open a new chapter that will move you forward. No weapon formed against your life shall prosper. The Spirit of the living God will arise and bless your life. As you are celebrating these things today, or anytime this month, whether you have already celebrated or you will still celebrate, by this time next year, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. The Lord your God will arise for your sake and will bless you mightily. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. With loud amen. Bring out your prayer letter now. And stretch it to the heavens. Father, we thank you for the prayer letters. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Every prayer written on this request, let them become mighty testimonies in the name of Jesus. Let your power flow into our lives. Let our lives become a mighty testimony. Let this prayer letter become mighty, powerful testimonies. And by the time we come for the next part of seniors, let all of us be candidates of uncommon testimonies. Answer this prayer by fire. Oh Lord, answer this prayer by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. In loud amen. Put the prayer letter in your hand. Now, for the next few minutes, the Bible says the wealth of the Gentiles belong to us. We want to pray some prayers here that will transfer the wealth of unbelievers into the hands of the children of God. We want to pray some prayers that will open up many businesses unto the reign of breakthrough. We want to pray some prayers that will release into many lives the kind of financial breakthrough they never had before. So they are not ordinary prayers. They are prayers to be prayed with boiling anger. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and we're his children, there is no reason why a child of the devil will be stealing what belongs to a child of God. There's no reason why any power should be sitting upon the breakthrough of the children of God. So get yourself ready for the transaction that is about to take place. Pray the prayers with fire. Sing the praises with more power. Pray the prayer by fire. loudly. Out of fire. The Bible says, my end shall be eternal. Above the enemies round about you. Say, I rise above the unbelievers around him. Can you shout it loud? Is that the loudest your voice can go? Let your voice be louder. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to rise. That's right. Rise above them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
There
is someone who just prayed that prayer. By this coming Monday, something will happen that will change your life for good forever. Say, power of prosperity. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord,
we
call Jesus.
And someone just pray that prayer. The Lord will usher a business into your hands that will make all your past disappointment to become appointments. Every gadget of frustration. Every gadget of financial frustration. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Destroy the gadgets. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Deal with the gadget of financial frustration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Alpha, Omega, you are worthy of my presence today. You are worthy of my presence today. Alpha, Alpha.
You are worthy of my presence today.
prosperity. Can you shout out loud and clear? Your time is up. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Shout it loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. There is someone who prayed that prayer. The Lord will give you a contract that will cause mouth to be open in one day. There is also someone who prayed that prayer. What has been stolen from you for years shall be mysteriously restored. Like somebody else who prayed that prayer, the Lord will give you all diverse kinds of foreign benefits. Don't say this present as I'm in prayer. Chasing away my customers. Die! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. All those who have goods that they cannot sell, they will sell them.
Holy water.
Aha. Say, I bind every spirit of useless investment. I bind the spirit of useless investment. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This next two prayers. Pray seriously and well. Don't negotiate with any man at all. Every curse pronounced against my finances. Pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
There
is a woman who is praying this prayer with a lot of aggression. That he will promote your husband to his place, that will move your wife forward. He will promote your children to a level that will amaze you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 said, thou desert power. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name. We ask for your praise.
Father, I commit your children unto your prayer.
Baba,
it is written that they can heal his grace of
life. Baba, you was only the
one who was the Lord, 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 the
Lord,
the Lord bless you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace of God.